The new age of talk radio has arrived. Adler Online with Charles Adler on the Chorus Radio Network.
While he was busy talking about building firewalls in the West, I was fighting to keep my country together.
That's Stefan Dion a while back taking a shot at Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister. Let me get to Jeremy Hexham here. He is based in Calgary, but he's also a master's student at Athabasca University. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Charles.
We met a number of years ago, but I hate to sound... I just don't... We probably didn't actually break bread. I just sort of vaguely remember you.
Yeah, that's about it. We've 30-second meeting.
It was a 30-second meeting, and you were involved in some politicking, and you were no doubt assisting some other politicians, and so you were support staff. Someday you may be running for public office, but in the meantime, I know that you've got a huge interest in studying the connections between the web and political life. Now, one of the things that I know that you've noticed is that you say that none of the parties have put the election date on their websites. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Not a single website, the Liberals, the Conservatives, the NDP, the Greens, actually mention that we're having an election date. And, you know, Charles, we're political geeks and freaks. We live for this stuff. I mean, politics is our heroine. For the average Canadian, you know, they barely notice there's an election going on. And if somebody says there's an election, you know, go check out the websites. They go to these websites. All the political parties are really bad. You'd hardly know there's an election going on. You don't know what day it is. And, you know, I'm going to stay asleep as well, is basically what I think most people are going to say.
Jeremy, the other day we had one of those conversations, and I guess it takes place during every single election, and that is, how do you get young people, meaning, between the ages of 18 and 34 generally, or 18 to 24, how do you get them involved? And then you get the usual suspects lining up saying that the politicians don't do enough to entice them, the politicians don't have exciting enough personalities. Let's just talk about the media itself. Let's talk about new media, the web. How effective is the web at engaging young people in the political process?
Well, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, Charles, but, you know, most of my generation doesn't listen to the radio, talk radio, or the newspaper. I know I don't mean to offend you there, Charles, but, you know, if you want to get the young people involved, you've got to get them involved in the web. I mean, most of the people I know from the University of Calgary, Mount Royal College, Athabasca, you know, they check the website for their news, and that's how they need to know. And if you make the website interesting and put content out there and let people find them easily, you're going to engage them. If you just have a standard website that's boring as anything, that doesn't tell you anything, which, by the way, is most of the political parties this time around, why would I want to come back to your website? I look at it once, you've lost me after 30 seconds. You put information up there. You put videos. You know, wouldn't it be great if the Conservative Party had a contest for 18 to 30-year-olds to make your own TV commercial, or the Liberals did something like that, or encouraged feedback? I mean, these websites are barely 2.0 in the interactivity aspect.
Now, you'd have to say a lot more than young people between 18 and 34, or 18 and 24, don't listen to talk radio as much as people 35 plus, because you're just stating a fact, and anyone who's offended by a fact of life ought to be in some other business. But having said that, isn't it true, to use the language that Perry Mason always used, not that I want to cross-examine my own guest here and treat you like a witness, but isn't it true that you do listen to news talk radio, in this particular case in Calgary, you listen to CHQR from time to time? Otherwise, how would you even know about this program?
Oh, I listen to it all the time when I'm driving, but when I'm at home or I'm at work or I'm studying, I don't get the chance to. So, I mean, I really enjoy driving out in the middle of the afternoon to do some errands so that I can listen to the news that's going on, your show and Rutherford and others based out of Calgary. So, but I mean, I'm an anomaly. A lot of my peers don't, you know, listen to the radio. They listen to their iPods. And, you know, if you told them that there was an election coming up or the world was falling down, they probably wouldn't even notice.
Okay, so what is it that the web ought to do, or people like, you know, those running political parties, what should they be doing with the web? And the other day you had someone getting in trouble. One of the web designers had some poop from a puffin falling onto Dion, and people pretended to be offended. I guess they pretended to be offended. I mean, some people may be living in a different century and honestly get offended by stuff like this. I mean, this is the anniversary of 9/11. It's hard for me to, get offended by pooping cartoon puffins when we've got Al-Qaeda out there. But nevertheless, you have that happening. Is that the kind of cartoon that you think that young people would engage with, or is that just flat-out immature and has nothing to do with what we're talking about?
I think it's 50-50. I think it was funny. Yes, there was a bit of immaturity involved, but, I mean, politics, you could say that all politicians are children anyways. This is the sort of thing you expect. But I mean, you need some excitement. You need something exciting to draw people in. You need to have videos. You need to have information. You need to let people know there's an election and where to vote and what the dates are. Better multimedia. Get involved. Let people, ask, question. Like a couple years ago, an NDP candidate in Ontario, I think it was Ottawa, actually set up a text message so you could text message him information. And I text messaged him a question, and I had a response within 20 minutes. I thought that's brilliant. I don't even live in the province, and he's giving me answers.
Jeremy Hexham, I got a dash at this point, but we will have you back before the end of the campaign. Are you voting?
Yes, I am. You bet I am.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate your time, and good luck in your pursuit of an MA at Athabasca University. Jeremy Hexham, political website junkie, spoke to us from Calgary.
You're listening to Adler Online with Charles Adler on the